Another presidential candidate says the administrative structure of the country is wasteful and weak and must be reformed based on Islamic thoughts. Speaking at the Qom Seminary School, Dr. Saeed Jalili said an Islamic model of the economy is the only answer to all the existing problems in Iran's economic structure. The Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council says improving public welfare is the ultimate goal of Islam. He says that is why the next administration has to adhere itself to the lofty principles of Islam. He says this will be the future model of governance in his administration if he's elected president. Meanwhile, another Iranian presidential candidate, Mohsen Rezaei, says if he wins the June 14 vote, he will create a federal economy. The Secretary of the State Expediency Council says the next administration will face a host of problems all at once, including high unemployment and inflation rate, and also low volume of production and exports. Speaking in Chabahar in Sistan and Balochistan province, Rezaei says the country needs new ideas to sort these problems out. He also says the diminishing value of the national currency is a serious problem which has to be dealt with immediately. He also says he will form a young cabinet and that financial regulations and jobs will top his priorities. The principalist presidential candidate has said that with the help of a comprehensive plan and economic experts, he has what it takes to tackle the rising prices of goods and services within 100 days. Addressing a number of university students in Tehran, Ali Akbar Velayati said he has no intention of withdrawing in favor of any other candidate. He said people will elect the person with a successful track record, program, and personality. The senior advisor to the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said tackling runaway prices will be a top priority for his administration if he is elected president. He also said he will offer free health care and health insurance for everyone. A presidential candidate in Iran says normalization of ties with the United States goes against national interests. Mohammad Qarazi has ruled out the possibility of direct talks with Washington, but he argues that it is necessary to keep the communication channel open. The former oil minister says the economy, specifically tackling inflation, will be a top priority in his cabinet if he wins next month's election. He blames the current administration for the state of the economy and says that he will tackle inflation by curbing liquidity and government expenditures. A presidential hopeful who was not approved by the Guardian Council says he did the right thing to sign up for the June 14th vote. Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani has said he joined the race after sending a message to the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, about his intention to run. The chairman of the State Expediency Council said the nation needs unity and tranquility, as well as sensible decisions to resolve all the outstanding issues. Hashemi Rafsanjani has urged his supporters to join the nation in participating in the election. Well, it's better to keep us up to date with developments on Iran's presidential election. Gisu Mishahmadi joins us in the studio. Gisu, welcome as usual. I see you got the newspapers and, of course, the headlines that you're going to tell us about.
Well, yes, and the person that has been making headlines today actually is exactly the person you were just talking about right now, Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani, whose name was not on that list. Well, as you can see, and it's pretty obvious, there are plenty of articles about him not being on that list, and there is, for example, a short article here that says Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani is actually going to abide by the law. We know that according to law, the Guardian Council has the final say on the issue of deciding which of the presidential hopefuls were qualified and are considered eligible to become Iran's next president. So there are basically no legal means to complain about that. But we do know that some people who are close to Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani, again, another principalist newspaper, you can see Mardom Salari again has an article about Mr. Rafsanjani. People who are close to him, like Mr. Ali Mutahari, who was spokesman for his presidential campaign, they have written letters to leader of the Islamic Revolution demanding him to intervene. But basically, according to law, not just Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani, but any of those people who are not on that list, they should actually accept what the Guardian Council has ruled. Now, as far as Mr. Mashoi goes. Obviously, we know that Mr. Ahmadinejad took part in many campaigns alongside Mr. Mashoi. So again, him not being on that list has some reactions. And we see in Iran, which is a newspaper close to President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and Mr. Ahmadinejad's reaction is making the big headline here, saying that the people who are who actually like Mr. Ahmadinejad and were supporting Mr. Mashoi will have to wait. And he has also said that he will try to fix this through, of course, leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei. Because other than that, we know that there are no legal means to actually change this. Now, there is also another article in this newspaper. Again, as you can see, all the newspapers have basically focused on the issue that Mr. Mashoi and Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani were not on that list. So we have this whole article about Mr. Rafsanjani and speculations that he would want to try to change this ruling. But we know that he has officially said that he is going to abide by the law. Those are his own exact words. So even if there are any efforts, it's going to be by people who are close to him, but not himself. There's also another article about Mr. Mashoi and an article saying that Mr. Ahmadinejad's discourse does not have a representative in the presidential election. And as far as Kayhan goes, which is the main principalist paper, and my favorite, of course, it says, the big headline says, well, none of the candidates have complained about the Guardian Council's ruling, but the United States has. Now, this is interesting. Why would the United States, what does the United States have at stake in this election, and why would they complain about certain candidates not being on that final list? Mm-hmm. So there is an article about that, about the media reaction, foreign media reaction right. towards all that. But I've saved the best for last.
Quickly, if you can, still yes. we're running short of time.
First of all, we have this small article about Mr. Qarazi, which calls him the surprise of 92, because, well, we were not expecting, he was not among the ones who had expressed their interest to run for the presidential election. So the fact that he is on that list has actually come as a surprise to many observers. And let's not forget, tomorrow is the big day for those eight people, the presidential candidates. And I really like this, Vatan Emruz, a principalist paper. They've been quite creative. Tomorrow, these candidates will go to IRIB, Iran's state-run television, and they will be given schedules because they are allowed, according to law, to equally use radio and television and media, actually, in order to introduce themselves to the public and to express their views. And, well, Vatan Emruz has been quite creative in saying that they will be eye-to-eye with the viewers.
Definitely. Wish we could continue. Unfortunately, we're just short of time. Thank you very much for that. As usual, Gisamisha Ahmadi keeping us up to date with the news on the upcoming presidential election. Of course, if you want to get more news and updates on the elections, you can log on to our website. You're going to see it in a second, all the ws.presstv.ir. There it is. That's our homepage. This is where you can find a special section that's devoted to the presidential vote, Iran election 2013, that icon right there. Press TV has been and will be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures and, of course, useful information about Iran's election process.